About this, Chris, this is from Cochin's Doro. Spent all afternoon cooking 90s spag bol, and the result, drum roll please, it's bellissimo. A 90s spag bol available on the text. Text food to 88291 as we continue. See what I'm doing here?
Yeah.
Continue with a little foodie theme.
You're so smooth, aren't
Come
you?
On, Foxy, what do you have for us?
Well, a lot of people will be going for a less than healthy curry this weekend, but imagine a curry that was not only good for you, but the healthiest meal in the world. That's the claim being made by the chef
and food writer
Gurpeet Baines about a curry that he's developed, and he's brought some in for us to try. Hello, Gurpeet.
Oh, thank you for having me tonight.
You're very, very welcome. Now, does your creation have a name?
Yes, it's chicken with blueberries and cinnamon and goji berry pilau.
Okay, now you say that every serving contains the equivalent of 49 helpings of spinach, 23 bunches of grapes, or 9 portions of broccoli. How did you work that out?
That's correct. Okay, there's a scale which is released by the United States Department of Agriculture. And it's called the ORAC scale. And basically, all of the highest antioxidizing foods are listed on there. And with spices, we have a lot of antioxidants in there. So there's a lot of cinnamon in there, turmeric, blueberries, and of course there's goji berries in the rice.
And of course the spices would only really work with Indian food. That's the point, isn't it?
That's correct. So in Indian food, we can bring in the Mediterranean style of cooking, the olive oil and tomatoes. We can bring in the Japanese food, the seaweed, and then we can bring in the thing that's Indian, which are the spices. So that's we can only do it in one place.
But you had to get the taste right. Do you want to have a go, Chris, and let us have your verdict?
Well, it smells fabulous. It smells mild, but I have a suspicion it's going to have a kick in its tail.
I've kept it mild.
Oh, I love curry. It's probably my favourite meal, and that is as good as it gets.
Now, it took you 2 years to develop this.
Oh,
but what
man.
Were you experimenting with? Was it the quantities? You had to get the quantities like at optimum levels for the optimum health benefits.
Okay, well, I have to use a certain type of spice. For example, the top three spices would be cloves, turmeric and cinnamon, so I had to work around restricting what types of spices I would use, so that would take a lot of time, obviously.
And this is all part of a big Indian superfood project you've got going on. What is that?
That's correct. I have a book coming out in June, which is a collection of all of the recipes. They're Indian superfood recipes.
That is one of the best curries I've ever had in my life.
That is quite something coming from Chris Evans,
well,
I think.
Chris,
he's had a lot of curries in his life.
Yes, I hear. But it will actually take you... The curry itself takes less than 15 minutes to make, and the pilau too, and it's low-fat, incredibly healthy.
How do you think this will go down in India?
Well, already the India Times have been talking to me today. They've already published a story, so the Indians are quite excited that finally we can prove that our food is as healthy as any of them.
Sorry, Chris, what were you going to say?
forget it. I'm just over here. Don't worry about it.
And you're not worried about the controversial claim of it being a superfood. Some people say, is it actually scientifically proven to be, good for preventing cancer and that kind of thing? If it's that good, exactly.
Yeah.
It is scientifically proven. All of the information comes from the United States Department of Agriculture. So they've just recently released the top 500 healthy foods, and most of them, 25% are spices. After that, we get the goji berries and blueberries and so on. So it's proven.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Gurpeet Baines.
Thank you. Good night.
Can we just ask you, if Nigel takes a week off before Christmas, which he might be doing...
Nigel's our food guy.
Would you come in and just teach our listeners how to cook that one curry?
I would love to.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd love to, Chris.
That would be fantastic.
Great.
Do you want a taste?
Yes.
Have a taste of that.
Have you got a clean spoon, please?
Are we not? We're not on air now, yeah?
Yeah, we are
on air. We're still on air. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm gonna taste this.
Well, that's what we do. We just stay on the air. That's the deal. Taste that, Foxy. Come on.
How good. Oh, wow.
How good is that?
Amazing. Really? Incredible.
It does
feel like it's good for you, doesn't it?
What is the top line taste there? Because I don't know about the different flavours.
You can really taste cinnamon. Then underlying there is garam masala, and then blueberries instead of tomato and yogurt.
If I hadn't met Tash, if I hadn't met my current wife, I'd be asking you to marry me right now.
I'm available, nearly divorced.
All right. Let's leave that there. Foxy, thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Your Mr. Fox is in.
Yes, he is.
He's back from Italy.
We're about to go out.
You got your little Friday date night.
Yeah.
Always good news.
Right.
And let's go to the telephones now and talk to Anna Wally. Hello, Anna.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Anna. How are you?
Oh, very well indeed. Thank you.
She's on the way to Bingley. What are you going to do there?
We are going up to celebrate my husband's brother's 50th birthday.
Yeah.
His name is Kirk Worley.
Oh, I like a Kirk.
You like a Kirk?
Yeah. And there's a big party in the local village hall.
A big party tomorrow night in Eldwick Village Hall. And then all back to his place, I think, to carry on partying through the night, I would imagine, because he's quite a party animal, is
Kirk. Listen to that. All right, what kind of song would Kirk like on the radio?
Well, The Clash is his favourite band. That you said, that was the best live gig he'd ever seen. And so we'd like to play Rock the Casbah for him and wish him all the very best and a cracking party tomorrow.
You got it. Thanks, Anna.
Thanks, Chris.
Goodbye. Lines are now closed for all requests. Respect to my local curry house, which I love a lot. But like loads. That is the best curry I've ever had. Not one of the best. That curry that that gentleman has just brought in is the best curry I've ever had in my life. Crackpot Craig's here, taking the text, reading him out because it's his last night. So off you go, Craigie. What have you got for us?
Okay, on my way to Blackpool from North Wales with my lovely hubby Andy for the weekend because we have never seen the Illuminations. Love the show. Have a good weekend. That's from Annette. Stuck on the M1 near Nottingham. On my way to a Disney wedding deep in Hull. Loving the show, Kerry from Somerset.
Never heard of a Disney wedding before, like that.
And hi, Chris. We're off to collect our wedding rings tomorrow. Very excited and can't wait to get married in New York. That's from Nat and Dave in Wolverhampton. They too love the show. And off out for tea to celebrate exchanging on our forever home. I'm even going to have a pudding. Emily and gorgeous husband, Andrew.
All right, Crackpot, are you a curry fan?
I'm a big curry fan.
Would you like to dip in? Just see, if am I barking up the wrong tree or is that like a smasher of a curry? Is that a zinger? You tell us honestly what you think about that.
That's about as good as curries can be.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you, Craig. I'm glad that the young agreeing with the old there. So, you know, thank you so much. All right, if you go back to the text, go on now, please. Who do we have on the telephone? We have somebody requesting a Beach Boy or two. Is Liz there?